You are listening to a sermon from Mission Point St. John. We hope this message encourages a deeper connection between you and Jesus, our Savior.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Amen. It's good to see everyone again in the house of the Lord. I'm so delighted to be here together with my wife. It's good to see everyone. We missed everyone. Amen. It's been a while, but thank God for everyone. You are still my family, and still thinking everyone about you and praying for you. So thankful for the church family. Amen. I just want to give honor to Pastor Carter and to Brother Robertson to allowing me to be here. I always don't take this lightly, every opportunity that I can speak and just deliver to you the word of the Lord. And it's always an honor for me. Amen. Also want to give the honor to every leaders here tonight. Amen. And also my wife, amen. She's always been a blessing to me. And so thankful, amen, that can't believe that my waiting time is over. Amen. I'm still trying to think of all those long time that I've been waiting, and I'm just thankful God has answered my prayer. Amen. That she's with me now. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. And so also thank you for praying for us, for our ministry in Hampton. Amen. God is doing great things at Hampton. Amen. Last Sunday, we had two brand new guests that came to our church. Amen. And we were so excited about it. And we're praying that God's going to give us revival. Amen. In Hampton, as it is in heaven. Amen. Praise God. Amen. So without further delay, I would like to bring your attention in the word of the Lord in the book of Psalms, chapter 68, verse 19. Hallelujah. Praise God. Psalms chapter 68, verse 19. The Bible says that blessed be the Lord who daily loadeth us with benefits, even the God of our salvation, Selah. And so tonight I'd like to preach to you that is entitled The Blessing of Today. Amen. The blessing of today. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for what we feel in this place. Thank you for, hallelujah, for your reading of your word. Oh God, I pray in the name of Jesus that let your will be done, oh God, that let your spirit move mightily, oh God, that you can always interrupt, oh God, any time of the service and have your way, Father. I pray that you speak to your people in a special way, oh God, that we may never be the same, Lord, after tonight, and change us, Lord, oh God, challenge us, convict us, Lord, oh God, to become a better person, Lord, oh God. We thank you and we give you glory and praise in Jesus' mighty name. And everybody said amen. Shall we clap our hands to the Lord one more time? Hallelujah. He deserves our worship and praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. The blessing of today. Worry. Worry is an attack over our peace that kills our hope and tomorrow. Worry. According to research and psychology, 85% of our worry consists of something that is non-existent. Or it's something that deals with the future or something that even didn't even happen yet. And the remaining 15% of our worry is usually about the past. It's something about that have already took place, and when it's in the past, there's nothing that we can do because it's in the past. 85% of our worry is more about imaginative and usually ask a question that starts with the question, what if? When we doubt and start to ask what if in our mind, you tend to create multiple scenarios in our mind, in our head that may occur, thinking of what could it be, amen. And sometimes, you know, it is also helpful that you try to figure out in multiple ways how you handle things, and you try, okay, what if this happened, and at least you could prepare. But the problem with that as well is that the more you calculate things about the risk and you think about solutions, sometimes you could be easily fall into the trap of endless loop of fear that would lead you to anxiety. And when so you know that we've been so good at worrying. We've been so good at worrying. If you have a competition here tonight, probably some of us may already have a trophy because you've been so good with worrying. Come on now. In reality, hallelujah, church, that it's easy for us to, amen, to focus on all the negative things, that the negative possibilities that may happen in our life. It's easy for us to focus our minds on that, the things that we cannot control. Amen. And let me tell you today, amen, the only thing that you can control is the present. Amen. Today. Today is the greatest gift that God has given us as we continue our journey in this world. Hallelujah. Today is the only possession that we have right now. We can worry about the past and we can worry about the future. That there's nothing that we can be changing that have already took place, and tomorrow is never a guarantee anyway. But today, church, it is the only thing that we have. Hallelujah. Is right now. Hallelujah. There was a quote that I heard that says, yesterday is history, tomorrow is mystery, but today is a gift. That's why it's called a present. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm trying to encourage you tonight to seize the moment. Amen. And enjoy every opportunity while it's there. Hallelujah. Because today it's not coming back. You know, it's not coming back tomorrow. Hallelujah. We only have a short time to live in this world, church. Amen. 100 years may seem to be so long enough. Amen. But how many of us have you said so at one point in your life and you say, oh, it feels like just yesterday. If you look back of, you know, of what it was like before, and you remember, you know, when the first child that was born, and now they're all married, and you already have grandkids, and you look back over your, you look back, and you just think, and you just said, man, it feels like yesterday. How many of you have asked or said mention about that? Hallelujah. So what I'm trying to say is that, amen, it could be a long time, amen, but time flies so fast. Amen. The Bible even reminded us in James chapter 4, verse 14. And the Bible says, whereas ye know that what shall be on the morrow, for what is your life? Powerful question. A question. What is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. That's just how fast life, you know, pass in right now. That's why if you look at into the in the tombs, if you look at there, and there will be some inscription in the graveyard, it'll say that the year of they were born and the year that they were that they died. And for example, they died, they were born, like for example, it say 1950, and then they died in around 2024. Amen. If you looked at it in perspective, that's, you know, they live such a long life, 1950 to 2024. But if you realize there's just a little dash in that middle. And if you really put that into perspective, that is the summary that your life that you live in this world from 1950 to the present. Amen. And that dash, when the time comes that we're buried in that ground, amen, that little dash represents the life that we have lived in this world. Amen. There's something to think about it. The life, you know, is so short in this world. The Bible said in Job chapter 7, verse 7, oh, remember that my life is a wind. Mine eyes shall see no more good. Hallelujah. Job realized that his life is just a wind. It's just so short. That's why I'm so thankful, amen, for today. I may not have the promise of tomorrow. I may not be able to go back in the past. But today, amen, today is the opportunity for us to serve God and praise Him. Today, hallelujah, is the opportunity for us, amen, to worship Him and acknowledge Him in our life. Amen. Hallelujah. The Bible tells us this is the day, amen, that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in Him. If there's a perfect time for us to rejoice and to thank Him, it's not going to be tomorrow. Hallelujah. It's going to be today. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I feel like praising God today. Shall we worship the Lord today? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, glory, hallelujah. My situation may dictate otherwise, amen. I may not feel like praising God today, amen, but I choose to rejoice and be glad in it.
Hallelujah. I may feel weary and tired at times, but I choose, amen, to praise God and rejoice, amen. I may be discouraged sometimes, but I will rejoice. I've made up my mind, church, that I will praise God. Amen. It doesn't matter if my situation is good or bad. Amen. Because my praise doesn't depend on my situation. Amen. It depends on who God is, and He is worthy to be praised. Right. I will rejoice and be glad in it. I will bless the Lord at all times. At all times. Amen. There will be time, amen, in our life that's not always pleasant. It's not always bed of roses. Amen. But I choose to thank God today. Oh, glory. Glory, glory, glory. Amen. There are some victories. Amen. There are some victories, church, that God has given to us. Listen to this. God has given us victories over our life. Amen. Then that victory that God has given us is supposed to give us strength and encouragement for us to go on as we serve God. Amen. But somehow, hallelujah, that victory that God has given us have been forgotten along the way. Just because we fail to take a pause for just a moment and celebrate it in the present. Amen. God has given us victory. If you look at in a bigger picture of our lives, amen, there's been ups and downs. There may be some defeats and failures. Amen. But more than that, God has always given us the victory. Hallelujah. Amen. But sometimes we tend to forget what God has done to us because we fail to take a pause and just step back and just realize what God is doing right now. When the prophet Elijah, he had such a great, victory against the prophet of Baal. Amen. In the Old Testament, they had a competition at Mount Carmel. Amen. That they agreed that whoever sends down the fire and consumes that altar, amen, that sacrifice, that will be the God. Amen. And they're going to be fear, they're going to fear God and going to serve Him. Amen. And that story, you all know how Elijah have won the victory and just defeated, amen, and destroyed these demonic altars of Baal back then and brought back nation of Israel back to God, and they repented of their sins and turned their ways back to the Lord. Hallelujah. And if you just take a moment and take a pause, I don't know about you, but if you're in that moment, hallelujah, that was such a great and powerful day for the nation of Israel. Amen. It's such a wonderful and powerful, amen, moment how God miraculously sent down that fire. Hallelujah. Amen. That day was a testament and proof that they were serving a living God and powerful God. Hallelujah. And that same God still sends down fire. Amen. That is the Holy Ghost now in our moment. Amen. He will baptize you with Holy Ghost and with fire. Amen. It was such a huge win for them. And Elijah could have took a pause at least for a moment and celebrated that victory that God has given to him. Elijah was a powerful prophet that we all know and admire. But after that moment, when God has given him a victory, instead of celebrating and taking a pause, instead of that, after that happened, Jezebel heard what happened and sent a letter of threat to him and said that around about this time, tomorrow, I will do the same thing that you did to my prophets, and I'm going to take your life. And there was a death threat for Elijah from Jezebel. Amen. And in that moment, instead of, manning up and just standing because of what God can do, amen, he became depressed, and he had self-pity, and he was suicidal. And if you think about it, I wonder why that, after such victory over his enemy, all of a sudden, Elijah forgot the victory that God has done in their midst. Hallelujah. Can I tell you tonight, church, that don't waste the victory that God has given you. Amen. Take time to pause and celebrate, even if it's just a small win. Amen. It deserves celebration. Hallelujah. Because we will never appreciate things if we are always waiting for that grand, amen, victory all the time. And you're going to always be depressed because it's not always the same way where you've been always thinking. Hallelujah. But if you choose on those, you know, it may be a little progress. It may be a little growth. Amen. Whatever the case may be. We need to take a pause after all the busyness that we have. We need to ponder and just start praising God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. For all the benefits that you have given me. The Bible, that with the verse that we have read, amen, in Psalm 68:19. Blessed be the Lord who daily loaded us with his benefits. It is a daily blessing. It is a daily provision of God. That's why in the prayer in Matthew chapter 6, amen, hallelujah, give us this day our daily bread. Hallelujah. There is always a fresh revelation. There's always a fresh grace from God. There's always fresh mercy. Amen. The Bible says there are new every morning. Great is his faithfulness every day. Hallelujah. There's always something for us to be thankful for because of his daily benefits. Yeah. Hallelujah. God has given us enough for the day so we can have, we can enjoy what we have. We may not have everything, hallelujah, to enjoy life, but God has given us life to enjoy everything. Hallelujah. Sometimes we just need to take a pause and just appreciate what God is doing today. The word Selah, in the book of Psalms, you can find that 71 times, amen, and there's 3 in Habakkuk. In Hebrew, the word Selah means to lift up or to exalt, and also it also means pause. Majority of scholars would agree that the word Selah is a part of a musical accentuation in the poetic book of the Bible that serves as an interlude of the song. So every time they sing, you know, that psalms, amen, and when they come into the presence of God and they would utter those psalms, amen, and whenever you read the word Selah, they would take a pause, and the scholars in the day, they would say that it would serve as an interlude. So what it means to say, they would stop, you know, singing, but like they'll continue the instrumentals and they'll just keep on playing, and they would take a pause, but the background music, amen, will just continue to play, and they will just take a ponder and take a moment, just worship God. Hallelujah. It would make sense why Selah is found on every end of a verse or every chapter. After Psalms or prayer, they would write the word Selah and pause and begin to praise and lift up the name of the Lord. Amen. For us to enjoy every moment, we also need to pause and start exalting and lifting up the name of the Lord. Because he's so good to us, church. I don't know about you, but God is just so good to me. Hallelujah. He's so good to me. I can't complain. He's so good to me. Amen. God has done so much for me. I cannot tell it all. Hallelujah. Because he has washed my sins away. Amen. Daily, God has provided for me, kept me and saved me and washed me, forgiven me. Hallelujah. Those things money can't buy. Hallelujah. But God is so good. Hallelujah. He's done so much for us. Hallelujah. We just have to become so used to it that sometimes, you know, whenever we always experience the goodness of God, sometimes we could also, you know, there's a tendency that we could get used to it. And the more you get used to it, sometimes it becomes normal. And sometimes we lost that awe in the presence of God in the process. And we also have to be careful, hallelujah, that we fall into the trap of just being stagnant or being complacent just because God is just always providing and we feel the presence of God. Some people don't even know how it feels like to be filled with the presence of God, to be loved by God. Amen. But every time here in the church, we always feel that. We always feel the power of God. We always feel the presence and the joy of the Holy Ghost. Amen. And so we always used to that kind of atmosphere. I just want to preach to us and don't let that desensitize you and just get used to it. Hallelujah. Keep that awe, the fear of the Lord all the time in your hearts. Hallelujah. Matthew 6 and 34, the Bible says, take therefore no thought of tomorrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Hallelujah. Sometimes we are so consumed about the future and about tomorrow. The Bible says that you have to, you don't put too much, attention, too much of for the things of the tomorrow, because sufficient as unto the day, the evil thereof, there's always enough for the day. And there's always enough struggle for today. Just focus and just do it one at a time. One at a time. Don't let the unknown of the future paralyze you for what God has called you today. Amen. Because whenever we get caught up with fear because of the future and the things that is about to happen, hallelujah, that sometimes, amen, we can get paralyzed because of that fear. Amen. But don't hinder, hallelujah, your praise just because of fear. Don't let your praise and worship be hindered, hallelujah, today just because of the worries of the tomorrow. Because of our mind has been filled up with worries. Hallelujah for the things in the future. Hallelujah. Even the Bible, the woman with the issue of blood, for 12 years she's been experiencing the struggle. Amen. But she didn't wait for tomorrow. She took every opportunity right there and then. When as soon as she heard about Jesus and about who he is and what he can do, she had decided to herself that I'm gonna go near to her just to touch the hem of her garment. Amen. Because she was desperate. She has a need. Amen. That she didn't wait for tomorrow to touch the presence of God. Hallelujah. Don't reserve your praise on Sundays only. Hallelujah. Every day we can worship God. Don't reserve your praise every Wednesday only. Hallelujah. Every day God deserves our worship. Hallelujah. It's either Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, amen, Sunday, all the days of the week. God is worthy to be praised. Amen. He's not only worthy only Sundays. Hallelujah. But every day, 24/7, he is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Zacchaeus, he didn't wait for tomorrow. Hallelujah. He didn't wait for tomorrow just to see Jesus and to behold him. He was so curious and wanted to know him. He didn't allow his shortcomings in his stature to hinder him just because of the crowd. He made a way and climbed up into a tree just to see and behold Jesus. There's always a way. Don't wait for tomorrow if you can worship God today. Don't wait for tomorrow if you can serve God today. Don't wait for tomorrow if you can discern. You can decide, amen, to give your heart to the Lord tonight and today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Take your opportunity today. Amen. Blind Bartimaeus, he didn't wait until next day and hope that he could get a chance to see Jesus or meet Jesus. Despite of his disability, despite of him being blind, hallelujah, he took his opportunity right there and then. When Jesus passed by, he started shouting, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. Even the crowd were trying to shush him out. Amen. He took all the opportunity to worship God. Amen. When Jesus stops by. Amen. When his presence stops by. Hallelujah. Don't just stand there and just wait. Oh, I'll probably just worship God tomorrow. Amen. No. Whenever the presence of God move right there and then. Amen. We can take opportunity to just honor him and praise him. Yeah. Hallelujah. Those four gentlemen, they had a friend that was bedridden for a long time. They didn't allow that moment as well to pass without having opportunity to get their friend to be healed. So you know the story when they have to go up and climb in the roof and just tear it down and lower down their friend right in front of Jesus despite of the crowd. Amen. There's always a way for us if we are, if we have the desire. Sometimes the reason why God put us in a situation that we're being desperate Because it's where the desperation that brings us more closer to God. Hallelujah. When we find ourselves, you know, back into the wall and there's nothing else for us but to turn our eyes to Him. Amen. Sometimes God allows that to happen so that we can fully depend on Him. Hallelujah. Amen. All of them, all those people in the New Testament, even way back in the New Testament, Old Testament, they understood, hallelujah, one thing, that they knew the value and the blessing of today. Amen, that tomorrow can't wait. I gotta worship God. I gotta see Jesus. I gotta behold Him. I gotta touch Him today. Hallelujah. If you are still here tonight, everything that you have went through, amen, all the hardship and struggle and battles that you've gone through, amen, if you're still here, that's because God has still a purpose and plan over your life. Amen. You gotta just thank God, hallelujah, for the blessing of today. Hallelujah. Because hallelujah, God, because He is so good, He has still planned for us. Yeah. Hallelujah. Praise God. And I'm just going to close here now, but I'm going to switch gears here tonight. Amen. Today, God has given us such a wonderful opportunity to change the courses of our life. Amen. And we need to realize we are the result of our decision from the past. What we are right now, amen, the clothes that you wear, the shoes that you have, amen, wherever you are right now because of your choices that you made earlier or yesterday. You are the result of your decision from the past. But our future will always depend on the choices that we make today. You may not change everything in the past. But if we want our life, amen, into the, you know, in aligned to the will of God, there's got to be some decisions that we got to take today. There's got to be some things that we need to execute tonight or today. Hallelujah. There's got to be some surrendering that needs to happen tonight and today. We don't wait for tomorrow. Hallelujah. And God is speaking to you. Just surrender to Him tonight. Joshua 24 and 15. Bible says, if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, if it seems like it's such a bad thing for you to serve the Lord, amen. Choose you this day whom you will serve. Choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood or the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell. Here's the famous quote that we always hear, but as for me, and my house, we will serve the Lord. Right. Hallelujah. There's got to be a decision that you made up your mind. Amen. That you may have lots of resistance. There may be a lot of discouragements. Hallelujah. Things that happen in life. Amen. But we got to stand, hallelujah, and face life and just say, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Hallelujah. No matter comes in our way, we're not going to give up. No matter what comes in our way, we're not going to sold our salvation. We're not going to give up, but we will serve God. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians 6 and 2. Paul said, for he saith, I have heard thee in a time accepted, and in the day of salvation have I succored thee. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Amen. I just want to challenge everyone tonight. Amen. If you're our guest, if you're watching right now online, and if you're still trying to figure out things in life, and if you're still wondering what you're going to do for your life, amen, and if you're still contemplating whether you want to serve God or not, this is going to be your confirmation. Amen. Tonight, you're going to make your decision and serve God. Amen. It's never too late tonight. You have opportunity to serve God and choose Him and surrender your life to Him. Hallelujah. Because tonight, now is the day of salvation. It's not going to be tomorrow. Hallelujah. It's going to be today and tonight. Hallelujah. We got to choose. We got to choose. Hallelujah. We got to choose tonight. Hallelujah. What kind of life you want to live. What kind of family you will have. What kind of ministry you're going to have. What doesn't matter, amen, in whatever situation you have right now. Today, there's got to be some decisions that we need to decide. And that can't wait for tomorrow. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's worship the Lord for just a moment. Hallelujah. We worship you, Jesus. We honor you. We magnify you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's all stand tonight, church. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. The blessing of today. Amen, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for today. I have life. I have breath in my lungs today. Oh God, I thank you because of my family that's still there. I thank you, Lord, for my health, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, God, for the strength that you have. Allow me to be here tonight in your house, Father. Thank you for today. Hallelujah. For the present, Lord, for the gift of today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank God. Hallelujah. Because he lives today. Amen. We can face tomorrow. Hallelujah. God, the God that we serve, he is alive right now. He is a present help in time of need. And because he lives, we can face tomorrow. Hallelujah. We just have to worry today. We just have to, you know, think about, you know, just focus on today and let God have his way. Hallelujah, Jesus. Shall we sing the song, Because He Lives? Hallelujah. As we open up the altar tonight, I would like to invite everyone. Hallelujah. The altar is open. Amen. This is, hallelujah, this is our opportunity. Hallelujah. Every time there's an altar call, don't let it pass you. Because it's an opportunity for us once again to respond to the preaching of the Word of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Don't let it pass whenever there's always an altar call. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, it's for us to respond. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Just thank him. If you've been so worried, if you've been worried, you've been battling things, you've been worried for a long time because of the uncertainties of life, I just want to encourage you tonight that the God that we serve, he is alive today.
Thank you for joining us today. If you want more information, connect with us on our website at missionpoint.ca. God bless you.